Module 7 provides support. New managers need support as they build their skills and transition to their new roles. However, they may sometimes be reluctant to ask for help for fear of appearing less competent. When creating a plan to develop new managers, be sure to build in some support systems. When there are support systems in place and those systems are readily accessible, employees are much more likely to access them. Having the support of peers and mentors is key to a new manager's success. In turn, today's new managers will become tomorrow's support system for the next generation of managers. Encourage peer networking. Peer networks are a powerful form of support for new managers. When interacting with peers who are either at the same stage of their careers or who have recently had similar experiences, new managers may feel more able to ask questions or express fears or concerns than they might be with superiors. Cohorts of peers who enter management at about the same time can serve as support during the transition and learning process as well. Encourage peer networking at your organization. Some organizations create formal peer support groups where employees at a similar career stage meet regularly to support each other. Informal networking is also valuable. Encourage new managers to reach out to their peers in other departments or in their same department in other locations of your organization. Also, encourage established managers to reach out to new managers. Foster an environment where peers support and collaborate with each other. Establish resource people. Establish a network of go-to people and make new managers aware of this network. Including a list or table in the manual given to new managers is an effective strategy. Leverage the expertise in your organization. New managers might find it helpful, for example, to have a resource person in human resources to answer personnel questions, a resource person for questions about budgets, or a resource person who handles ordering supplies. When a new manager has a network of expert resources at his or her fingertips, this empowers action and decision-making. It also fosters efficiency, as the manager can go directly to someone who can answer a question or solve a problem. By establishing a network of resource people, you also ensure that the information and answers given are consistent. Encourage mentor relationships. Mentoring relationships are vital to employee development, particularly as employees transition to management. Encourage new managers to continue past mentor relationships or seek out new mentors. Possible mentors might be part of your resource network. This will help new managers seek out mentors who are experts in specific areas. Encourage established managers and other employees to act as mentors to new managers as well. If an employee is new to being mentored, take some time to talk about what the expectations of mentor and mentee are, and perhaps to help the new manager find some prospective mentors in the organization. Also, encourage new managers to think about ways they can serve as mentors to their own direct reports or to upcoming new managers in the future. Establish regular check-ins. Transitioning to any new role is an adjustment, whether you're coming up within an organization or coming in from outside. New managers may be reluctant to ask for help, especially from a supervisor, for fear of seeming incompetent. However, they are likely to have questions or anxieties, especially early on. Establish regular check-in times with new managers so that there is time set aside to check progress, answer questions, or provide feedback. Make sure that the new manager knows that these check-ins are not about micromanaging or punishment, but rather an investment in his or her development. You might check in once a week for the first few months that a new manager is in his or her role, then transition to once every 2 weeks or once a month after some time has passed. Work with the employee to find what works best for both of you. You may do check-ins face-to-face, over the phone, or over email, depending on what you and the new manager prefer and need. Case study. When Rona took her new job, she was very nervous. She'd never been in a managerial role before, and she was anxious to do a good job. She was worried about knowing what to do and was afraid that she would appear less competent, especially because she was younger than other managers at her organization. On her first day, Rona's boss, Marisol, introduced her to two other managers who'd been in their positions for about a year. She also told Rona that she liked to check in with her people once a week just to see how they were doing and asked her if Friday mornings were a good time for her. Rona was very worried when Friday came around, as she was afraid Marisol would have a long list of things she was doing incorrectly. When they sat down, Marisol assured her that this regular meeting was about helping Rona settle in and get comfortable in her role, not about punishment or looking over her shoulder. During their first meeting, Marisol helped Rhonda identify some resource people who could help answer some questions that had come up during that first week.